Those of us in the body of Christ are involved daily, hourly, and by the minute in a major miracle. That miracle is that we are united by a head that is not on this earth. Now, most of the world would make fun of this. And we are often mocked, probably, because we have no organization, apparent organization, on this earth that people can look at and admire. But we have something even better, as I've been telling you about last week. We are united in spirit by the head of the body, who is also the creator of the universe, Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to think of that term, the head of the body. Paul is using the human body as an analogy. It's a very simple picture, and we need a simple picture because the concept seems so abstract that we're being supplied by an invisible force and that we're somehow united, even though you live in Poland, or you live in California, or you live in South Africa, you live in France, you live in Holland, you live in Tasmania, I live here in South Florida. How in the world does this work? I'm going to give you the nuts and bolts of it today, or should I say, the assimilation and the ligaments of it today. But first, look at the Sunday school simplicity of Christ is the head of the body. On Friday, I gave you the astounding fact that the head, identifying the head as the creator of the universe through whom God created all things, that is Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to delve into, I'm going to lower the scope here a little bit and delve into the simplicity of that picture. Christ is the head of the body. Everything in the human body responds to the brain. There's a vital connection through the spinal cord. Remember those pictures you saw? I brought one here to show you, but you know, the anatomy and physiology class, the basic anatomy class you had as a kid in grade school, showing the brain and the nervous system and all the nerves going into the body, reaches to every little part of the body. The body is mainly electrical. The heart beats because of electrical current. This is why it's not very good for people to get struck by lightning. It kind of screws up the electricity a little bit. But it's a power, we can call it electricity, but that's just the observable power behind that and behind every power, whether it's nuclear power, electricity, heat, it's the Spirit of God. So the human body takes all the sensations and sends it to the brain. But it's a two-way street, this nervous system, I do believe. I'm not a doctor or anything. I'm not a neurophysicist. And yet, I know that when I stub my toe, I can almost feel the information going to my head, going to my brain. It takes a little while because my toe's way down there and my head's up here. Remember, this is just the analogy. It's far more intricate than this, far greater, far deeper, but Paul's giving us, again, a Sunday school picture. So I stub my toe and the information gets up to my brain and it hurts. But I can, if this ever happened to you, it takes a while, like a tenth of a second, and I'm waiting for it. Wait for it, and then, ouch, it hurts. But it doesn't hurt right away. It takes time for the information to get to the head. The brain, the head, operates the body, and it receives impulses. And I think this ties in with Romans 8, that we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit of God makes utterance for us. I mean, we are within ourselves, groaning within ourselves, and our groaning goes to our head. It goes to God. God, Christ, Jesus Christ, as our head, He receives all this information coming from our pain. Like we're the big toe on the earth, and we're getting stubbed down here. Somebody help me. I'm getting stubbed down here. And we send all the information, but we don't consciously send it. I mean, if it was up to me, I would interrupt that message from my toe to my brain that I just stubbed my toe. That way I wouldn't feel the pain. But Jesus Christ, as the head, is willing, listen to this, to feel all of our pain, to the fact that Paul calls, uses the analogy, the simple analogy of a head and a body. The head, your brain is busy all day receiving impulses. It's hot. It's cold. That hurts. That feels good. Tickle of a feather. It doesn't have to be a distant point like the toe. Your tongue, when you taste food, pour sugar on your tongue, or eat a lemon, it all sends different sensations to the brain, which registers everything. Jesus Christ, as our head, registers everything's registered with him. It's all coming to him, whether you send a conscious prayer or not. The beauty of Romans 8, I think that's where it is, right? We don't know what to pray, but we're praying unintermittently, or Paul says in another place, unintermittently, we're praying to the Spirit, and this is this unconscious groaning. Most of it's groaning. There's sometimes we get sugar on our tongues, yeah, but most of the time we're stubbing our toe. Anyway, it's all going to the head. Isn't this comforting to know? It's a vital connection. It's working. I mean, I feel really terrible for people with spinal cord injuries who are paralyzed, and there's no longer any messages being sent. You may say, well, that's a good thing, because if they feel pain, then they don't register it as pain. Yeah, but they can't walk, so it's not good. But Paul uses the analogy of the human body, head and body, and he calls upon, of course, the example of a functioning body. This is how the body of Christ functions. Thus, of course, we're using a functional body for the illustration. But again, it's a two-way street. So not only is the information going from the body to the head, vital connection. I might not even get past this today, because I'm just realizing as I talk to you how great this is. This is really helpful to know that although God wants us to consciously pray, although God wants us to consciously talk to him, it's not required. It's helpful to us to consciously unburden ourselves. But right now, today, it's helpful to me to know that everything that happens to me registers with the head. And not only that, but you and I are a collective. And so we are not as far removed from one another. And I'll get more into this tomorrow, because I can't get off of this today. I was planning on getting into us, how we're related to each other. But I can't get over how everything goes to our head. Now, the body is not just us. The body is many membered. It's me. It's you. And our pains and our victories are interrelated. Paul says in one place, the body of Christ suffers together. We are supposed to suffer with one another, and we're supposed to rejoice with one another. And so many bad things are happening to you out there that I feel the weight of it. And if something good happens to somebody, would you please write me about it? Because I'm dying. I'm dying down here on the edge of the peninsula, okay? But look, I don't care. I want to bear your burdens. A friend of mine in the body of Christ just had a good friend died. I know people who are sick with crazy diseases. I know people in the body of Christ who don't have limbs, who can't find jobs, who are looking in their sofa cushions for money to continue life. And yet, they're finding that money in their sofa cushions because God puts it there. God is taking care of the body. I know sometimes it's thin. Believe me, when I was raising my family, I was literally, and I was actually working for the post office at this time. It was like 1994. 1989, 1990, 1991. But I never worked full-time for the post office in 9 years. I was always considered a part-time flexible. And so my hours varied greatly. Some weeks I would only work like 10 or 12 hours. And so I was hurting for money. At that time, I had a wife and two kids. Third son came along in 1992. I literally remember going through the sofa cushions, looking for change. Going through the dryer, looking for change. And yet, the change was there. God provides for us, sometimes barely. You see these rock climbers that are barely getting a finger hold on rocks. They're looking for a purchase, and they got their foot in a little crevice, and yet they get up the rock. That's us. We're getting up the rock, people. We're getting up the rock. We're not luxuriating on this giant ledge where we can do jumping jacks and have fun. No. But we suffer together and we rejoice together. I did say that the nervous system of the human body from head to the rest of the members is a two-way street. Indeed it is. Indeed it is a two-way street. Not only are the impulses going from the members to the head, to Christ, he's hearing our collective cry, but the head is relaying things to us. It's doing things for us. It's thinking things. That's what the head does. It comes up with ideas. That's what the head does. And it's sending it down through the body. This is why scripture is so interesting when it says, as a man thinks, and I'm assuming this is true of women as well. I think it's probably, as a human thinks, so is he. As a human thinks, so is he. That's the power of the mind. I heard a tale of how powerful the mind is. They took a subject and blindfolded the subject. And the conductor of this demonstration took an ice cube. And yet they told the subject who was blindfolded that they were going to... No, wait a minute. How did this go? Yes, right before they put the ice cube on the subject's skin, they told the subject that they were going to put a hot needle across their flesh. And they put the ice cube on the flesh, and the body, the mind, was already convinced that it was a hot needle, and the sensation at the first was indistinguishable. It was like a shock, whether it's an ice cube or a hot needle, kind of like, ooh, ooh. Instant, like, what's that, what's that? But the subject was told right before application that it was a hot needle. The skin actually blistered. The skin blistered with the application of an ice cube because the subject was told it was a hot needle. This is the power of the mind and what it tells itself, what it tells its members. So we have a head, Christ, who's telling us truths that fly in the face of what we see. In other words, we're seeing hot needles, let's say. I'm changing it around a little bit. We're seeing death in the world. We're seeing murder, mass murder. We're seeing war. We're seeing discord. And yet our head is telling us that I am the Lord God, there is no other. Maker of peace, creator of evil, I, the Lord God, do all these things. Tells us to be still and know that I am God. So even though this is our head now, and as members, we're receiving this common impulse. And so even as we're looking at what appears to be chaos, what appears to be random events happening on this planet, we have to believe, because our head is telling us this, defies all sight. That's because we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith in what? In the impulses, the knowledge coming from our head. God is operating all in accord with the counsel of his will. Be still and know that I am God. Nothing that is happening to us. I'm speaking specifically of the body of Christ now, not the world at large. Although much of this is true for the world at large, they just don't realize it. Again, that's our advantage, is we understand these things. So we can stare the hot needle in the face. God says it's an ice cube. What are you worried about? Takes a deep breath. We take a deep breath. That's an ice cube. Oh, it's an ice cube. Thought it was a hot needle. No, okay, it's an ice cube. Great, thanks. It's a simple analogy. The head and the body. But this is the analogy that the Holy Spirit, the same energy that created the sun and the moon, that same Spirit is the one that told Paul, in order to describe the day-by-day real relationship between Christ and us, members of his body, the Holy Spirit said to Paul, use the analogy of the human body, of the head and the rest of the body. Paul didn't question it. He's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In Colossians 2:19, in 1 Corinthians 12, Colossians 1, every place Paul talks about the body. This is where the phrase body of Christ comes from. The Holy Spirit had to think of something, some way to explain to us this amazing organism. And so the Holy Spirit said to Paul, use the human body. They'll understand that because they carry one around. Yes, we do. Sometimes it's a burden, but in this case, it's a help.